This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome back into First Take. A little more life coming into this Caesars Superdome as they get ready for that noon kickoff between the Saints and Carolina Panthers. Team WWL, our booth is set on the Loge level, Gate B atrium. The Cajun Cannon will be by shortly as the Bud Light countdown to kickoff starts 10 a.m.
Yeah, it looks like they're stocking up on some Bloody Mary mix over here. So let's
get ready for the real crew, him and Craig showing up.
Get those beans happening.
Exactly. Jeff, when you look at some of the things from this Carolina Panthers squad, I think one of the big additions, obviously, new head coach, but one of the first things I felt like they did was invest heavily in that offensive line after you saw, I think, Bryce Young get sacked, 61 times last year. The poor young guy never really had a chance. And I believe in podcast host Des Johnson joined us, and he talked about the additions of Damian Lewis and Robert Hunt to that Panthers O-line.
Those are big men. Damian Lewis and Robert Hunt are gigantic. They are space eaters. And when you can make Austin Corbett, who's moved to center, when you can make him look little, because Austin Corbett's not a small man, you've done something. And they've paid over $100 million for these two guys. So that was their core. That was their first two signings. When Canales came in and Morgan became the GM, they wanted to fix the defensive line. They wanted to fix the offensive line and build from within. And that's exactly what they've done. You guys would know, being Saints guys, the best years of your offensive line is when you had Drew Brees and you had those two all-pro guards and a center in front of him to solidify that front so he could actually build that pocket. Bryce didn't have that last year. He was getting linemen getting shoved into that pocket, and he didn't really know where to go with the ball after the fact. It's coming out faster. Canales is preaching 2.7 or less, and from what we've seen so far from Bryce, he's really adapted that. Bryce is starting to do stuff like anticipate windows and stuff that you would expect from a top quarterback coming into the league. He's throwing the spots. He's not throwing. Last year he was throwing the players and they weren't open, so separation was an issue. This year he's throwing the spots. And when they played Buffalo in preseason week three, we got a chance to see the starters for a drive and they went down and scored a touchdown. And it was a mix of run, pass. It was amazing as a Panther fan and reporter to see some pass plays from the Panthers a couple weeks ago where the wide receivers were wide open, like they were open. Like we weren't used to seeing that, where there's no one in the frame. It's just Adam Thielen, like in the middle of the field, and there's no one there, and he's got room to run. It's like it looks easy again. It looked hard last year for Carolina to just get down the field to be able to kick a field goal. That's not going to be the instance this year. Like it's Carolina. I really feel like it's going to sound like a homer, but I feel like Carolina is the one that can have that Houston leap this year. Wow. From 2-15 to middle of the pack, or even this division's weird. Like even nine wins could probably win the NFC South. So you go 5-1 or 4-2, whatever in the division, you kind of set yourself up for maybe hosting a playoff game. Like it's wild, but it's not out of reach. Again, Houston did this last year, and just really, if you think 18 months before that, we were talking about how Houston was a wasteland. Nobody wanted to go to Houston, like with the stuff with the owner and Deshaun Watson and everything else. Now they're getting picked as a Super Bowl contender, like literally 2 years later. Like, so things can change really fast in the NFL. And if you already have a number one overall pick at quarterback in his second year and a support system around him, we're just starting a year later than we should have with the Bryce Young experiment, in my opinion.
Love hearing from Des Johnson, the Believe in Panthers podcast, which he does with former NFL running back Jonathan Stewart.
I'd like him to narrate my life.
Right. Sounds fantastic. Maybe a little homerism there, thinking that Panthers can make that,
this is homer,
you know,
season,
Houston
baby.
Texans leap. But I think that because of what the Texans did last year with C.J. Stroud and a young quarterback, there is that hope for teams in that rebuild mode that things can come together a lot more quickly. And I think, obviously, when you address that offensive line and you hear them him talking about how the Saints basically copied that Saints model of getting those, you know, those guards to protect that shorter in stature quarterback to help them in the pocket, might be a big bonus to Bryce Young. And I'll be interested to see if the Saints defense, the pass rush, is able to exploit that at all.
No, I mean, that was a very important thing for Drew during his career, was to be able to, like, that the interior of the pocket, right? When you're not a mobile guy, you need to be able to step up into throws. You need to be able to kind of create that bubble. And that's what they were able to do with Jari and Carl Nix, I think.
Right.
And, you know, like, that was a big part of Drew's success, especially early in his career, was keeping him clean in that pocket, because you're 6 feet tall. You know, you're a poor man's 6 feet, which means I think Drew was more like 5'11", but whatever. like Bryce Young is a poor man's 5'10", right? So, like, that's even more important for Bryce. And, no, I mean, that's the smart thing to do. The Giants did the same thing, right? Like, the Giants were like, okay, we got to see what we have in this guy. And the only way you can see what you have is to at least give him some help. Give him a line. Give him a receiver that he can throw to. That's what the Panthers did. They went out and got Xavier Legette. They went out and got Deontay Johnson. They paid a bunch of money on the interior of that offensive line. The Giants did the same thing. They went out and got Malik Nabers. They signed John Runyon Jr. The new Runyon. I remember the old Runyon because he and Michael Strahan used to go at it all the time.
Right.
And then Aluminor, I think, for the Giants. So, you know, like, that's when you are trying to figure out whether you have a guy at the quarterback position. You can't constantly be undercutting his ability to have success and then be like, well, you know, he just didn't have it. Like, no, you are a part of this. You are an equal part of this conversation. So we'll see how that goes for him. But I think he is in a much better situation this year than he was last year. And the Frank Reich, you know,
one thing
that I tell people all the time, and, you know, the Panthers are a perfect example of, like, everyone's like, okay, anybody but DA, it's you know, you could hire anybody and you would be happy. I promise you,
be careful what you wear.
It can and very much will in certain situations get worse. And that's what happened in Carolina. Like, they were like, they ran Matt Rhule out of town, and then they were like, oh, Frank Reich, he can't possibly be worse than Matt Rhule. And then by week 11, you had the the special teams coordinator as your head coach. You're like, oh, okay, it got worse. You're right. And then you go into this year and you have the number one overall pick and you're not even the team making it.
Wow.
It can always get worse. But no, I think I am curious to see Bryce, because I like Bryce. I think everyone's quit on Bryce already because he's the number one pick.
I knew he shouldn't have been.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think Bryce is gonna surprise some people this year, but I don't know about that Texans turnaround. I don't think that's, you know, every year there seems to be one team that does that. I don't know if it's going to be the Panthers, but even, like, from the Panthers' perspective, you won two games last year. If you go out and you win six or seven games and you're in
the conversation
for the NFC South, you know, throughout the majority of the season, that's a success. That's a big improvement. So from that perspective, I do think they have the ability to turn things around from where they were. I think, you know, 10 wins and a playoff berth is a little outside of the likely scenarios here. But I'm not going to begrudge anyone for being a homer in week zero. Right?
And having that hope.
Like, you should have. Like, that's the time you should be talking about what if things go right? What will have to happen?
Yeah.
Not, here's all the things that I think are going to be terrible. Like, who does that benefit?
Looking at the new addition here at head coach, we asked Des Johnson about new head coach Dave Canales, what he brings to this Panthers punch.
He is that type of personality that doesn't need an alarm clock. Like, he literally is the type that wakes up on his own, like, every morning, because his mind just can't wait to start off his day in his world. Like, he's that positive. And in the very beginning, it kind of came off like, there's no way this dude could be this positive all the time. But he is. He really is. Like, that's him. And he's a player's coach. The players adore him. They love him. They will run through a wall from him. And the difference with him, we were talking about this on Believe in Panthers Tuesday. Dave Canales, his coaching style is different than, say, like, a Bill Belichick or the old guard, where it was like tough love type stuff. Dave is the type where he will tell you, this is the drill we're running today. This is why we're running the drill. And this is what we're going to achieve by completing this drill. Like, he'll explain to the players why they're doing something, as opposed to just doing it and trust me, this is going to work if we do it right. And it gives the players ownership, and the players, especially the veterans, they love the fact that, okay, so we're going to do this Oklahoma drill, whatever. Why? Oh, that's why we're doing it. Or we're going to do this 2-minute drill in the red zone today. Why? That's why we're doing, like, and they're getting that explanation. So Dave is a, he's, I'd call him one of these new breed coaches, one of the younger coaches, like a Sean McVay or a Mike McDonald, or someone that's kind of doing it a little different than their predecessors would have. And it's a little jarring here in Carolina, because we're used to having defensive guys be our coach, really throughout our entire history, from Dom Capers all the way down to Ron Rivera. The formula here has typically been defense, with a defensive head at front. So your offense is a bit conservative. With Dave, it sounds like it's going to be kind of still the same, but a little bit flipped, where they are going to be very heavy on the run. He's mentioned that so many times now, and I do believe him on that. Finally, a coach here is like, we're going to run the ball, and they're actually going to run it, which will help protect Bryce. Bryce is going to become this guru at this quick, almost West Coast offense type of passing game. The key is to get the ball out to your guys in spots and basically conduct the offense. Bryce can do that. He can do that. He won a Heisman doing that. So that's not a problem. They've got two capable running backs. I'm really interested in seeing Miles Sanders in this offense, because they paid him $25 million, and he was just kind of lost in the sauce last year. Yeah. But now we know why he was. Plus, we mentioned on Believe in Panthers at the end of the preseason last year, Miles had a hip injury and went into the season with it and never was 100%. So people piled onto him because of the amount of money that he was getting paid. But the situation just didn't lend itself to help Miles Sanders. And now, with a new regime coming in, I feel like Dave Canales kind of looked at the running back room and was like, oh, Miles Sanders is here. Miles Sanders is a great running back. We can use it. Oh, Chuba Hubbard's here. He almost rushed for 1,000 yards. You have stuff here. Like, we don't have to go rushing out. But let's just go get Jonathan Brooks in the second round, just in case, you know, just to kind of round it out. Like, they've thought of everything. And it's weird, as a Panther fan for 30-plus years, it's only happened a couple of times where the regime kind of figures it out and you're like, oh, okay, this might work. And we get it before the nation does. And by the time the nation catches up, they're 7-1 or 8-0. Like, where'd Carolina come from? And like, we were kind of seeing all this happen, but it doesn't happen. So it doesn't happen frequently. So when it does happen, people are so shocked that Carolina's doing this. But I sense the same thing I sense when Rivera was first here. It took Rivera a little longer to get it going. But same situation. You got a number one overall pick here. You're having to build around him. How are you going to build your offense? How are you going to build this defense to support that? It's the exact same situation. Bryce is just a half a foot shorter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Yeah, something that Des mentioned there about the Panthers was the running game. And that was one question I have, too, coming into this season is, what can we expect from a guy like Miles Sanders, who really kind of disappeared last year and people were considering him washed already at age 27?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, when you talk about, okay, why did Bryce Young get sacked 61 times, 62 times? Why did that offense struggle as much as it did? Well, when you can't run the ball nothing good is going to happen for you. And you know they didn't have the weapons for Bryce last year. They didn't have the protection. I think they are going to try to establish the run today, and the Saints are going to have to hold up. Because if you can get the Panthers into passing situations, the Saints have the advantage. You can get Chase Young on the field. You can bump Cam Jordan into that NASCAR package and really get after him. If you're constantly in third and short, you can't do that. You can't take advantage of your pass rushers because you gotta protect the run. And the Saints are without Colin Saunders today. That's really his forte. He's a run stuffer. He's a run downs defensive tackle. So you're gonna have to rely on Brian Brzee probably on the early downs. You're gonna have to Kendall Vickers is probably the guy. I would imagine John Ridgeway will be inactive. I think A.T. Perry will be inactive with that injured hand. And you're going to have to pick somebody else. I don't know. I don't think you go into it with five defensive tackles. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. But someone's going to have to step up and be that run-stuffing defensive tackle because the Panthers are going to try to protect Bryce by establishing the run.
Looking at the Panthers' passing attack, too, you really just had a guy in Adam Thielen a year ago. They obviously upgraded with adding DJ Deontay Chark, Johnson, right? And then drafting Xavier Leggett. And from a fan point of view, I hate to see a guy like Leggett ending on the Panthers just because I like his personality. I like the talent level there. But obviously he becomes now, black and gold enemy, public enemy number one on their side. But a really fun interview all the time from him. And just you see the joy of playing football when you talk to Xavier Leggett.
He's got that South Carolina accent. I throw him with a deep ball, man. He's a fun guy. And seriously, listen to him talk. That accent is fantastic. Very much a South Carolina guy.
Definitely.
South Carolina boy. But, we're not going to talk a ton more about the Panthers the rest of the way. I do want to mention Derek Brown is crazy. He had 103 tackles last season. Think about it. He's a defensive tackle, or at least a defensive end in a 3-4, which is a defensive tackle, right? The next highest tackle, that's an NFL record. He set an NFL record for tackles at the defensive line position. Not just defensive tackles, defensive ends, too. The next highest total for a defensive lineman after that last year was Harrison Phillips from the Vikings. He had 92 tackles. Pete Werner had 93 tackles. He's a linebacker. That's nuts. And part of that is, teams are trying to run the ball on you. The Panthers were terrible against the run.
Yeah.
So, he's getting a lot of opportunities. But he's a big boy. He's going to be involved in that action. And the Saints are going to have to figure that out. You're going to have to double team that guy. Like, you cannot just sit there and say, okay, whoever is lined up over him, you take care of him. Eric McCoy, you take him one-on-one. No. You do not want to be in one-on-one matchups with Derek Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.